where the community can get up close and take some pictures and get some autographs with our guys. And our guys do such a great job. And it's just fortunate you win. You know, I can only imagine. I don't know if we've ever had one where you lose a game and have to go out there after the game. And it just wouldn't be the same. So, but great turnout. Great turnout. And I don't think any of our players got hurt after with Skate With It. So that's a good thing. But I know they had a lot of fun. I've seen some of the pictures posted, and they're fantastic. So.
Before we get to our questions, Coach, great a tear jerking situation with Ethan Hainault out there.
Yeah, and Ethan's such a nice boy. Now, such a fine young man and very polite. And Make-A-Wish Foundation had a request, and Ethan's recovering, and so far looks good from cancer. And it was just fun to have him there. And I think our players really enjoyed having him there. They really did. So we had him in the locker room before warm-ups, and then Ethan came out with us in warm-up and sort of watched from the bench. And then he got out there the last little bit for warm-up and took a couple shots on Matt Winches. And I know he scored on Winchy, and then Winches wouldn't let him score on the next one. So I think he got a hard time from the boys about that. But and then to see Ethan come out prior to the game and get introduced in the starting lineup, the first person introduced. I mean, it was hard on the bench. I mean, it's hard not to have a couple tears there, but a great thing for him. And more importantly, I just pray and hope that he continues to beat this disease. And again, want to thank Make-A-Wish and thank the Hainault family for that. And I think it's a good lesson for our guys that some things are more important than hockey, and hockey can bring us together in so many ways, and athletics can, but just a special moment.
First question, I think, covers a lot of questions that are coming in, Coach. What is the projected health of the team right now?
Well, I can't give it all away. Is that Mike Corbett? Is that a question? Is that Corby down there at Alabama Huntsville asking that question? But, Ray got dinged pretty good on Friday by the hit, which, I don't like that hit when a player can't protect himself, is taking a shot. That's that blindside hit. I know that, and I know Carter Fogarth. Carter played with my son down at CompuWare, and I know Carter's a good kid, and he's a tough kid, but he's not trying to hurt anybody. But it's just a play we have to take care of. We got to get that out of our game. So, but anyway, Ray's going to be out for a while. Eric Peterson has left the team. He came in last week and informed us that he was leaving the team. And, I get it. And, Eric just didn't feel like he was getting the right opportunity or couldn't see himself in the lineup in the near future. So he actually went up to a school in Ontario and played on Saturday night.
Was that right?
Yeah, got an assist. So good for him. But I think it's the Ontario University of Information and Technology, something like that. So CIAAU school. And he's up there. Les Bruns looks like he's going to be okay to make the trip. Matt Roy, we'll find out more in the next couple of days on him. So he's still questionable for the weekend. But we're getting down there. Baltus, probably done for the year. He's been cleared. There's no more. I don't think there's any more blood clots. I got to do another test, but he's on the blood thinner, so you can't play as long as you're on those. But we'll see you there. And Dylan Stamen is just that hasn't gone as well as we thought it would. So he's still having some issues, and I'm not sure if he'll get back this year. So we can't count on Baltus and Dylan. We haven't had him for a long time now. So we're just sort of playing without those guys. And Ray's probably a 2-week deal. So we'll see. And good for him to get in the game. I thought he looked good in the 3 minutes that he played. Looked comfortable out there. I know, so excited to play. But it's good. It's good to see those little glimpses that that Ray showed in the game, and knowing that that he can play.
Other part of the question: how do you keep this? Man, I don't know that this is an issue, but how do you keep them from taking things lightly this weekend against Huntsville?
Well, you can't, because we're pursuing the McNaughton Cup, and we have Bemidji the following weekend. We have to go. If we have any chance, if we want any chance to retain the cup, compete for first place, it boils down to this weekend. So, we're going to put some heat on our players. We told them we're going to start cranking up the heat. We gave them a warning, and they're going to feel it a little bit because they're going to be heat down the line. So we just have to make sure that we can handle that. Like, we're not going to yell and scream or anything like that or play head games, but we're going to request some urgency in practices and execute and how we do things. Just hold them to a standard of play in practice. So There won't be any looking by this weekend, but they will be tough games. In this league right now, for the most part, you go around, they're tough games.
All right, next question is there anyone you are considering for a red shirt, Coach?
Well, Stamen and Baltus might be possibilities, yes. You know, and Ray Bryce, because he played in the game, you know, usually you play, if you play after Christmas, you can't redshirt a guy, but he played 3 minutes. So we'll see. We might not redshirt him till maybe, you know, down the road and try to ask for a fifth year, but we'll see on that. And Todd Kellinen on defense, you know, Todd has not played yet, but he's looked extremely good. I mean, he pushes our guy. He has improved so much in practice. And I mentioned that in front of the team the other day that he makes us better. He makes us better. Even though he hasn't gotten in games, he makes us better every day in practice. So, but at this point, it looks like he'd be a redshirt candidate.
Coach, what's the relative energy level in practice this time of season? And is this what you consider the dog days of the season?
Well, not really, because we had a nice break there at Christmas. So I would consider those dog days once you get into February, maybe a little bit. But we'll have a light skate today. We'll go out and just push some pucks, but we won't stress them too much because we played a lot of hockey, especially our top guys this weekend, and it was a hard-fought series. So this time of year, you got to look to give them breaks, not only for physical purposes, but mental, just to get them away from the rink a little bit and make sure that when they come, the bottom line is you need the energy when you play the games. It's all about the games. Now, you want good practices, you want some energy, but that's up to myself and Gary and Joe and Tyler Shalast, our coaching staff, to watch and see what's going on, to gauge the temperature of these guys as far as their energy level, you know, in the weight room, around the locker room, on the ice. But we're looking for a quality practices right now, not quantity. So we'll cut back. We'll go, and because of the numbers, because of the injuries, we don't have as many players, so you don't have to do as much. So we've been practicing maybe 45 minutes right now, and that's not much. But I think they've been high tempo and good quality practices.
How far do you go in advance, Coach, with your schedule? Anything that you could announce about non-conference teams coming to the Copper Country in the next year or two?
Well, we
usually touch on this every week, but you know, yeah, not everybody's listening.
Yeah, we've got some, obviously, Arizona State's coming in next year. We've got Duluth coming back here. We've got Notre Dame scheduled to come back. So all three of those teams are scheduled to come to the Copper Country here. I'm in conversations with a couple other teams. So it just depends on your open weekends and how it falls. We still don't have a league schedule for 18-19 or beyond, so it's sometimes hard to plug in dates. You just get agreements. We had a deal with Wisconsin to come up here next year, but because they added a team in the Big Ten, they had to find two more dates for Big Ten schedule. So I'm working with Tony Granato, their head coach, on what we can do with that, because we do have a date to go down there, and we just have to work out a return date somewhere, somehow. But we would like to continue that series with them.
Next question, Coach, is from our meteorologist, John D.
John D. Hi, John.
He wants to know if Mel Pearson had one song he could pick as his theme song, like, you know, how Derek Jeter always, you know, or some of these, not Derek Jeter, but some of these baseball players have their favorite songs when they walk up to the plate.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Is that what it is? Queen's Another One Bites
the Dust? I like Another One Bites the Dust. I wanted to play that Saturday. I just thought if I went in there after a game, like a big game like that, and I like that one. Another One Bites the Dust. I mean, that's, you can't say it any better than that, can you, Derek? So that would be so. There you go, John. It's funny you mentioned that. That's a great question, because I was thinking that last week, and I was driving somewhere, and the song came on. Probably listening to your station, Dirk. I know I was listening to your station. You probably had it on, and I thought, you know, that'd be great. We beat Minnesota State, and I'd just love to slap that one on after the game for the guys and see how they react to it.
Well, that's. Because I know you are a big music fan. I mean, you're always.
Well, I asked. I asked if you played Def Leppard's Hysteria at the pub the other night. So at the Monty,
I did.
They said they did. I heard some customers went there, and that's. I still would like to play that with you guys someday, but I got to work on my voice.
Okay, sounds good. Well, you can do it during the break. We'll take a quick break. More of the Mel Pearson Show right after this on Mix 93.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
A reminder from